Today is Wednesday the 18th of June in the 11th week of Ordinary Time. Molly Pardon with Bifrost Arts sings Psalm 126. Today's reading is from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians.
The point is this: the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for your great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us.
Paul's teaching on almsgiving echoes that of Jesus in Matthew's Gospel. When we imitate God's generosity to us, we act in trust that God will supply our needs. What would it take for you to be that generous and that trusting? Paul makes the point about giving from the heart as a cheerful giver. Reluctant generosity is no generosity at all. Can you remember a time when you have been inspired to give cheerfully? Or when it felt too costly? As the reading is repeated, notice what strikes your heart or takes your thoughts in a particular direction. What is it, and why does it do that?
The point is this: the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing, and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for your great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us.
Thinking about what Paul calls the harvest of your righteousness, what do you find yourself wanting to say to God? Take time to speak and to listen to God's response. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.